30 years ago, it rewrote the history of art.
The paintings are so fresh, you wouldn't believe they're from 36,000 years ago.
A prehistoric treasure trove cut off from the world.
For me, it's like the Sistine Chapel or a Leonardo da Vinci masterpiece.
This is the story of the Chauvet Cave.
We might discover things we've never seen before.
And the people cracking open its secrets.
The few people we let into the cave today, only scientists need to take this path. And if they have trouble getting to the top, that means they definitely won't manage inside Chauvet Cave. It's a very good test.
Charles is one of only three people with keys to the cave. And getting there isn't for the faint-hearted. A 20-minute trek, with prehistoric clues sprinkled along the way.
The big blocks you see here come from the cliff face, and they collapsed. We know the first collapses happened 22,000 years ago. The last one prevented people from going inside, leaving the cave in an absolutely extraordinary state of conservation, because no man or animal could access it.
Until 1994, when three explorers, including the cave's namesake, Jean-Marie Chauvet, discovered a trove of prehistoric paintings in almost perfect condition. The conservation team intends to keep it that way.
Here we are at the entrance to the cave. Today, this is the only way in. It's actually a submarine door that was filled up with cement. It's there to stop people going inside, of course.
Strictly no access to the general public. Charles is Chauvet's gatekeeper and also its doctor. He keeps a watchful eye on the cave's vitals, a fragile ecosystem that hasn't escaped climate change.
So there's this rise in temperature, but also CO2 levels, 1 degree more than when it was discovered. It's not linked to human passage. The Chauvet Cave has very few people inside, only scientific teams 1 month a year.
The higher CO2 levels mean access to the cave has been tightened even further. So once inside, the archaeologists, geomorphologists, anthropologists, engineers, and chemists glean as much information as possible. Breathing in the famed horse and lion panels. But always from a distance. Almost never straying from this narrow metal path, for fear of damaging the works. Religiously logging every colour, texture, and anomaly with the help of high-tech equipment. Details that were used to recreate this 3,000 metre squared replica.
Here, there are lots of different elements. The rock with its clay, and the places that have been rubbed away, you can see it's white. That's from a bear brushing past.
Jean-Jacques Delannoy has been part of the scientific team since 1997 and helped build the Chauvet 2 reconstruction. He is retracing the evolution of the original rock structure and how it was transformed by Homo sapiens. Reimagining the past, like here, the entrance 36,000 years ago. Jean-Jacques also oversees the monumental Lascaux Cave Scientific Committee, Discovered in 1940, it was open to the general public for 15 years before falling victim to over-tourism. It's now sealed off for good.
You can't say it was bad to do that because the visits were not ill-intentioned, but it destabilized the cave and created what we call a health crisis. There were mushrooms, bacteria, things like that. Then Chauvet Cave was discovered, and decisions were made very quickly, firstly to shut it and never open it to the public. And that's why there are no archaeological digs.
More than 400 kilometers to the southwest, part of Chauvet's research team is exploring the more recent Mas de Zil cave works. Findings from one, unlocking secrets to the other.
We use the same techniques as the Chauvet cave. We use the same tools to collect data from the ceiling to the floor thanks to 3D.
Carol Fritz heads up Chauvet's tight-knit team and is quick to remind us that strict rules apply here too.
We're going into the mask gallery, and we need to go on all fours, as we have to stay crouched the whole time inside. You mustn't touch anything. If you fall, just let yourself slide down.
You can see a human face here, half engraved, half sculpted. You can see the mouth here, the nose.
A rare human depiction in a world where animals reign supreme. Thanks to his spectrometer, Johan is breaking down the pigments and concretions on the walls.
We made this tool in our laboratory to work on the Chauvet cave as a way to get around all the constraints, like the fact we have to work on the paintings from a distance.
Every detail counts when rebuilding history from thousands of years ago.
The human groups back then saw themselves as part of the same world as animals. They also lived from them as they were hunters. The cave represented something. A spiritual world that was composed of living creatures.
It was probably storytelling, myths. For nomad hunter-gatherers, there are no written traces, except archaeological digs that we undertake on former dwellings and by studying cave paintings. We basically hunt through the bins and look at drawings to recreate society back then.
Theories that can be completely overturned by one big discovery.
All it takes is one finding to turn everything on its head. That's what happened in 1994 with the Chauvet cave. It swept away all the paradigms we had that helped us think about populations back then when it comes to Paleolithic art. Chauvet showed us that they perfectly mastered the techniques of hyper-realism back then. So there wasn't a slow evolution of technique with perfect drawings at the end. There's no pinnacle. Cave paintings were everywhere. C'est buissonnant, c'est
foisonnant. Most of the team's work takes place above ground, like in this Parisian laboratory, where the National Centre for Scientific Research and the Sorbonne University have joined forces. We meet Johan again, who switched out caving gear for his lab coat.
We've created an atmosphere rich in CO2 to reproduce the levels in the Chauvet cave. We are observing how calcite formed on pigments at the time. The calcite formation was a miraculous process that meant the paintings were stuck in time, a sort of natural varnish.
An experiment among many for this PhD student, whose work on Chauvet is a lifelong ambition.
Ever since I was little, I've heard about this cave. And working on it now is pretty miraculous.
Not the only miracle at work here. Carol Fritz's team has brought light to the walls of the cave.
Here you can see the impact of the bears, the scratch marks on the paintings. That could be interesting.
We need to try and work out if a scratch was before or after the drawings were made.
With ultraviolet light, we might be able to see the limestone, see the layers on top. We've got a very precise 3D model of the cave, a vision that no one will ever see because once inside, we use our torches and only see small areas. The Chauvet Cave is an absolutely extraordinary monument of humanity and must be protected at all costs. That motivates us because it's exceptional, because the site raises thousands of questions and new technology helps us find the solutions.
An exceptional site whose location is far from coincidental.
The Pont d'Arc is one of a kind. When you're here, you turn to the left and you see Chauvet Cave.
A possible meeting point passed down generations.
In many places with cave paintings, there are often sites with standout landscapes, which are easy to describe, information that's easy to pass on.
The research team is preparing for its next descent into the Chauvet Enigma. As always, for only a few weeks at a time. A fleeting gift that Jean-Jacques has come to treasure.
When something is rare, it makes it more desirable. The fact we don't have access to it all year round isn't frustrating at all for me. For 36,000 years, the cave lived its life. It is there, it's living its life, and that's wonderful.